Good morning and Merry Christmas. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. Our scripture reading comes from the first letter of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. It reads, "We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." John, the son of Zebedee, a Galilean fisherman, and his brother St. James were among the first disciples called by Jesus. The Gospel according to Mark, he is always mentioned after James, which most likely meant that he was the younger brother. Salome, his mother, was among the women who ministered to the circle of disciples. Jesus referred to James and John as sons of thunder, perhaps because of some character traits such as the zeal exemplified in Mark chapter 9 verse 38 and Luke chapter 9 verse 54. When James and John wanted to call down fire from heaven to punish the Samaritan towns that did not accept Jesus. James, John, and Peter formed the inner circle of intimate disciples. He alone is one of the 12 that lived an extremely old age and was spared a martyr's death. As witnessed in today's passage, to experience God, the Father is a whole body experience, an experience that includes our physical senses, seeing, hearing, touching, but it is also an experience that should not be kept to ourselves. The joy that we experience through our relationship with the divine should be shared through our words and actions. If our relationship with Jesus brings us joy, peace, strength, courage, etc., why would we not want to share this with others? I invite you today to reflect with me upon this great apostle. When we experience the presence of God, how might we share that experience with others? What prevents us from opening sharing with others our relationship with Jesus? Is it fear of ridicule, embarrassment? Allow Christ's light to illumine your path, illumine your hearts, and shine through your very being. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 238 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Feast of St. John. Let us pray. Shed upon your church, O Lord, the brightness of your light, that we, being illumined by the teaching of your apostle and evangelist John, may so walk in the light of your truth, that at length we may attain to the fullness of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning for a new Christmastide devotional. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.